We know that there's a lot of influences that are going to be weighing in on this market trade as we go forward. With all the announcements that have been coming out in the last 72 hours or so, the impact is there. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sue Martin joins us. She is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And, you know, Sue, as we look at these markets, it seems like every evening we get some sort of new announcement. Wanted to start first with the tariff announcements that continue to come in. The latest one from Canada.
Well, exactly. I think it's 30% or 35% to Canada. And, you know, I think what's happened is, you know, after looking at the 50% announced yesterday to Brazil, which might be the biggie, I think what's happening is, you know, Trump is saying, get with the program. Let's make these deals. He's a little irritated with Brazil anyway because of them being part of the BRICS and, of course, working with China, which is part of the BRICS. And, of course, they're wanting to not have to trade in dollars. Doesn't make much sense, though, for Brazil to do that. But regardless, he's all about America first. However, it sure creates a roller coaster. And the thing about with Brazil is, for one thing, the U.S. imports 40% of Brazil's orange juice. 40%. And the only other entity that's larger on imports than us is Europe, the EU. They import 50%. And so basically you're talking two entities that account for 90% of Brazilian exports of orange juice. And Brazil, by the way, is the world's largest producer of orange juice. So it's a biggie. And what it adds up to is, you know, there was a current tax or duty at I think it equated to about $465 a ton. Then at the beginning of the year, there was the add-on tax of 10% that brought it up to $780 per ton. And now moving that to 50% equates to orange juice coming to the U.S. at $2,515 a ton. That's huge. And remember, orange juice was the market that went over 500 and then fell back under 260. And it's limit up today on September contract. And then the other contracts, which are thinner trade, are up 233.50 in November and Jan's at 228. So it's a very big deal when it comes to orange juice. And my question mark is, okay, how are we going to keep the price of orange juice down? It was just coming down in the stores. And so now I have concern about that. But then we have the beef market. And of course, you look at the U.S. and we import beef from other entities, you know, Australia, the Netherlands, what have you. But JBS is the largest beef producer, packing house, processor in Brazil. They also have a large entity in the U.S., in the U.S. So it's kind of interesting because without Brazilian beef, made unviable by the imposition of a 76% import tariff, the U.S. stands to lose very inexpensive supplier because currently Brazil accounts for 14% of the total amount of beef imported by Americans. And so that's kind of a concern. And granted, we can seek supplies from Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay, but basically maybe Argentina would be the most opportune one of those three mentioned, but and then of course Australia. But China also imports beef from Australia. So we'll see what happens, but a very big interesting situation because we're tight supplied now. We know we're not going to have Mexico's beef coming in. And so it makes our situation a little concerning. And of course my belief is that what's driven this cattle market this year is the low cow slaughter that we've had, which accounts for the grind or ground beef. And therefore, we've had to bid for another supply of out of the steers and heifers to be able to accommodate the amount of ground beef that we need to have, which has pushed these prices really high. So it's interesting. And of course, the market's responding this morning. You know, we currently have the August FATS at 222.25, and they've been over that. So we're making new highs in the August FATS, and I do have a count. It's a price projection count, not Elliott Wave, and it comes in around 229.25, I believe. And that is right about where the August June contract got to and for a high. So we need to keep an eye, because this could be, it feels like it might be, one of those years in which cattle prices continue to move higher through the month of July and into August. Sometimes they'll go into September, but peaking in August or September usually means lower prices in October, December.
And you know what, Sue, it's so many factors that are going to weigh in, especially over the weekend, as we see any announcements that may come forward, which will make an interesting overnight trade. But a lot of factors we need to keep an eye on.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. And trust me, you know, it feels like everything's soaring on more expensively in price other than agriculture, yet, other than the cattle. We need the cattle feeders getting cheap corn for feed, but we need to see the grain farmer gratified here a little bit. And maybe that all comes off of the soy oil with the 45Z and renewable, you know, the RVOs, because we'll certainly need soy oil and that'll be a lot of beans getting produced. But then what do we do with the soy meal? And I think still something's going to give with China. I think President Trump needs to goad them into doing something, not order them, but the Chinese are very proud people, and they like to have safe face and look like they're the good guy. Well, play on that personality, because all he'd have to probably goad them in is say, you know, you really did, you promised you were going to do phase one, and you know, we so understand why you didn't get it all done, because you were in lockdown for 3 years and with COVID and what have you. So we understand, but don't you want to sort of make the world know that you stand by your word? You know, something like that, to goad them into it, because you hear what they'll say, you watch their actions, because they'll never tell you the truth.
Very well put. Sue Martin joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.